Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I hated school all of a sudden. I mean, I didn't just dislike it. It wasn't boring. I hated it. I hated it with a passion. I would go in there and I just put my head down and slept. I remember one time falling out of my chair right in front of the instructor and I just laid on the floor. I didn't care. I hated school. And before that, I was an A student. I was always doing good, but I just flip-flopped. My desires changed. So without even understanding what happened, I just said off the cuff one day, you know what, I'm going to quit school. I don't like it. I'm going to quit school. And you got to remember, this is 1968. This is the height of the Vietnam War. I had a student deferment as long as I stayed in school. If I quit school, I immediately was classified 1A and prime candidate for going to Vietnam. Plus, I was getting $350 a month, which was a lot of money in 1968 from the government, Social Security, from my dad's death. As long as I stayed in school, I got $350 a month. So if I quit school, I lost money. I was going to be classified 1A, potentially drafted. There was a lot of reasons not to do it. Plus, everybody in my family was an educator. I'm the only person in generations, aunts, uncles, in-laws, outlaws, that wasn't a school teacher. And I'm still a teacher, but I'm not a school teacher. And every one of them has college degrees. Education is just it in my family. And when I said I was going to quit school, it would have been easier if I'd have told my mother I committed adultery or I renounced my faith in the Lord. I mean, it was just like, this is of the devil. And for 2 weeks, my mother didn't talk to me. She wouldn't talk to me. And finally, I just took her out one night and I said, you are going to talk to me. And I bought her a steak dinner and we sat down and I said, you are going to talk to me. And she says, I'm just so ashamed of you, and started crying and never did eat. And that's the way that she finally started talking to me. And this is a little sideline, but you know, we took a trip and in New York City, I was out walking the streets witnessing to people at 2 a.m. and my mother was so worried. She just couldn't hardly stand it. She went into her room, went to sleep, and the Lord appeared to her and told her, says, he's doing exactly what I told him to do. Take your hands off of him. And my mother's been one of my most ardent supporters since that night. Amen. She's 95, watches me every day on television. And man, she's 100% committed to what we're doing. So God eventually worked that out. But I mean, when I made this decision, all hell broke loose. And my mother sicked two Baptist preachers on me that followed me all over Europe telling me, you're of the devil. This is not God. God would never tell you to quit school. I had the pastor of our church come say that this was the devil. I had the youth director of our church say that this is the devil. How dare you do this? You honor your mother and don't you dare do this. And I had everybody and their dog come out against me saying that this was of the devil. And because I was just brand new, you know what? I submitted. And for 2 months, I tried to go to school. And just hated every minute of it. And then one night I was over with some friends and we were just studying the Word. And I came to Romans 14:23 that says, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And I mean, God spoke to me through that verse. And he says, you aren't in school in faith. You aren't quitting school in faith. You are just in indecision. And that's sin. Prior to that time, I thought sin was adultery or lying or stealing. But the Lord says, if you aren't in faith, then you're in sin. And I mean, man, that was like a dagger in my heart. I remember talking to those friends and I said, you know what? That's a word for me. I haven't made a decision and I haven't gone one way or the other with this school deal. And I said, I'm going to get out of sin. I am not going to be in sin tomorrow. I'm going to make a decision tonight. Normally, we stayed out until 11 or 12 praying and studying the Word. But I went home like at 9 o'clock and I told him, I said, I'm going to find out what God told me to do. And I'm making a decision and I will not be in sin tomorrow. I'm going to make a decision one way or the other. And so I went home and I started praying, and all of these things came to bear. And I said, God, what do I do? And the Lord led me to this verse, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Now look the word rule up, and Greek word means to officiate. The word that we use for an official in a sports game. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought of baseball. Did you know the home plate umpire, when they throw the ball, sometimes it's marginal. Sometimes it's right on the verge of being outside or inside or whatever. But you know what? That plate umpire doesn't have the option of just saying, I'm not sure, let's do it over. Let's try again. Or I'm not even going to call that one. Let's just throw another one. We'll forget that pitch. No, you know, an official has to just make a decision. And if they make the wrong decision, it doesn't matter. Once they say ball or strike, that's it. Over. End of argument. All you can do is say the umpire's blind or whatever, you know. But you aren't going to change that decision. They're instant replay in baseball. And I got to thinking about this, and the Lord says you need to let peace be just like an umpire and just let it call a shot. What do you have peace about? And this is a perfect correlation between the scripture we started with in Psalms 37:4, where it says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. What do you have peace about? What is it that when you contemplate doing things, what is it that gives you peace and that is a desire of your heart? And man, the Lord just showed me that I need to let the peace of God rule in my heart. So I sat down and considered my options, staying in school or quitting. And you know, if I considered quitting school, I can't say I had total peace, because I knew I was going to lose support. I was going to probably be drafted. I could go to Vietnam. It could have cost me my life. I could have experienced a lot of things in Vietnam. And so I wasn't real excited about that. I can't say that I had perfect peace. But when I thought about staying in school, I hated school. I had no desire for school. I don't have the words to convey to you how bad I felt about school. Did you know, after I made this decision, for about 15 years, I used to have nightmares at least every 6 months. At least twice a year I'd dream, and in this dream I'd be back in college. And it'd be time for the school to start, and I didn't know which class to go to, and I didn't know where my locker was, I didn't know where my books were, and I just, oh, and it was just one of these things. Used to, you know, some people dream about trying to run up a hill and your legs don't work. Mine was all about I'm in college. And I just had these nightmares, and finally this guy who was a pastor friend of mine, and he had a lot of problems, but you know, one thing about this guy was he just didn't give a rip what anybody said. He was one of the most secure people. Nobody could intimidate him. We'd be over at his house for a social, and he'd say, it's 9 o'clock, I'm going to bed, turn out the lights when you're through, and he'd go to bed. He didn't care if you was over at his house. He just didn't care. Amen. For those of our students, that was Dan Funkhauser. And Dan Funkhauser, just one of these guys that he was just secure in who he was. He was at peace, and he didn't give a rip what anybody thought about him. And anyway, I had this nightmare again. And in this dream, it's the only time in my dreams I ever made it to class. But in this dream, I actually made it into class. I was sitting in class and I was listening to this instructor, and I was just thinking, what am I doing here? And I just couldn't believe it. It's the first time in all of those dreams I'd ever made it in class. And I looked over and Dan Funkhauser was sitting in the desk next to me. And I looked at him and I said, what are you doing here? And he says, the bigger question is, what are you doing here? Why do you care what anybody thinks about you? Why don't you just do what God told you to do? And I said, man, that's right. And he said, let's get up and get out of here. And I said, amen. So we stood up and we started walking out. And when I got to the door, while the door was closed, and I stuck my head back in and I told him, I said, this is the last time I'll ever have this dream. It's over. And I've never had that dream again. It was gone. But that's just to illustrate how much I hated school. So when I thought about staying in school, I had zero peace. I hated it. I said, oh God, please don't let that be the decision. When I thought about quitting school, I still had fears and I still had concerns. Remember, this is just a week or a month or two maximum after I had this experience with the Lord. It wasn't like I was mature and strong, but I had zero peace about staying in school. I actually had a desire and a little bit of excitement and peace about quitting school. And so you know what? Based on nothing but that, I said, Lord, if I have to make a decision tonight, which I did, because I was not going to be in sin the next day, and if it was going to cost me my life, which it could have, because I could have gone to Vietnam and been killed. If this is a life and death decision, which do I have the most peace about doing? And boy, there was no question in my mind. I had the most peace about quitting school, even though there wasn't a single person that encouraged me to do it. Not a single person. Everybody told me I was of the devil. And based on nothing but just this leading of the Lord, delighting myself in the Lord, and God giving me the desires, He changed my desires. And I had more peace about leaving school than I did about staying in school. And so based on nothing but that, I made the decision and I went to sleep. And the next morning when I got up, I didn't know exactly what to do about it. So I thought the very first thing I'd do is go test the waters. And I went to the three people who had railed on me the most. One of them was my youth director. And this guy was really important in my life. He was a big influence in my life. And he's the one that told me, you aren't honoring your parent. You are of the devil. This is totally the devil. And he just undressed me and rebuked me right and left. I went to him the next day. And I just walked in and I said, I've made my decision. He said, what is it? I said, I'm quitting school. And he just looked at me and he says, you know what? I believe that's God. Just totally shocked me. And another person that I'd talked to was a lady that was a teacher. She had been a teacher when I was in high school, and she was one of my mother's best friends, and she had been a friend to me, and she was a Christian lady.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.